Hello everyone, my name is Josh and this is the Skype for Business recap. I feel wrong, I skipped a whole week. But honestly, looking at the content from this last week and what was news, or rather what wasn't news, I'm kind of glad I did skip a week because now I've actually got enough content from the last 2 weeks to do one episode. There just wasn't a lot of things for me to dive into that I observed last week. But there was quite a bit from the week before, so we're going to jump into some of that. And there is going to be obviously news coming up this next week. Enterprise Connect is kicking off next week, so that's going to be a big deal. That's one of the bigger conferences of the year. Again, this is going to be in Orlando. Festivities and things kind of starting off at the end of Monday, going through, I believe, Thursday, for some of the sessions and things still on Thursday, but the expo floor and all that goes through Wednesday. If you're going to be in town, hope I'll see you there. I will be working part-time at the integration partners table, and hopefully the other part of the time catching a few good sessions. If I'm lucky, maybe the Skype for Business keynote, and we'll see if there's any real cool good news coming out of there. But should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. This next week. So, okay. Now for the last 2 weeks, let's do some catching up. I've got a lot of tabs opened up in the browser for us to go through here. A lot of things I wanted to touch on. And so we'll go over to our Infinity screen and jump right onto the browser. Okay, first one, obviously not last week, but the week before. Microsoft Teams finally went GA. Big announcement. It wasn't like a surprise announcement. They, you know, sent out invitations and kind of built up the, had a drum roll going for the announcement that they had on that Wednesday of the week prior to last. But very welcome announcement. Glad to see Teams finally here. A lot of us I know were kind of watching intensely, hoping things like Federation and some other big ticket items we're hoping to see make its way into Teams. We were hoping to see those announcements with the GA announcement. Unfortunately, that did not happen, but they did mention Federation and said we should be looking more around the June timeframe. So keep an eye out for that. That is coming. Teams was very warmly received, saw a lot of fanfare about it. They talk about some of the things that they've added in recently, audio calling from mobile devices, and plus video on Android, which is coming soon to iOS and the Windows phone. They did a few other things that came out with this announcement. Recently, they added open public Teams. I've started playing around with that. I think that's a great, awesome concept for organizations. They've enhanced the meeting experience by adding scheduling capabilities. This part I love, free busy calendar availability for your team members. That's a pretty cool thing to have in there when you're scheduling meetings. And then adding recurrence to your meetings, another big deal, and making it easier to transition from chat to high quality voice and video. So really good developments on the meeting front. They talked a little bit more about more bots coming, partnering with other third parties for different connectors and everything that you can add in to your teams. They talk about security. They added support for audit log search, e-discovery, and legal hold, as well as MAM with Microsoft Intune. And starting the day they made this announcement, Microsoft Teams is automatically provisioned with Office 365. That switch is being automatically flipped on. Lastly, this video at the bottom, very good video, very good overview of what's there and what's new at general availability. So check out this video. It's just a really good walkthrough from the product team. So, all right, great. Microsoft Teams is here. On that note, I am still lobbying heavily for complete Skype for Business integration into Teams. That is one of the top 20 items. I think it's number 15 or 14 at this point on the user voice site for giving feedback to the Teams product team. It has gotten over 1,000 votes now. It is gaining some real big steam, and I think there are some wheels turning in the background there. I'm really hoping. So if you haven't voted for that yet, please take 30 seconds to go out to the site, quickly register, and vote for it. That's a big deal right there. All right, moving along. There are a couple meetups that are occurring throughout the week. Now, this was last week, so I'm going to cover it anyway just because I'm glad that there was this meetup there and I should have gotten to it on time. But it looked like it was very well attended. It says 52, at least on the meetup page, that signed up for it. The March 2017 meetup for Sydney, the Skype for Business meetup group. The organizers, Justin Morris and Greg Sheridan, both MVPs down in Australia. And yes, very large, healthy community of people that were there. So, in here, congrats on a good meetup, guys. I'm sorry I didn't make my announcement earlier. It doesn't look like you needed my announcement. You had drummed up plenty of interest all on your own. So that was one that went down last week. Now we've also got a very unique and cool approach to user groups that is happening in Europe at the beginning of April. This is being spearheaded and organized by a number of MVPs. This particular blog post is from Las Wido, and he is pointed out that, let me see if I can get this here. So the following countries are going to be participating in this kind of mass remotely connected user group from all the different areas. The participating countries are Germany, UK, Norway, Netherlands, Belgium, and then Italy. That's a good handful of countries participating. Their agenda is very cool. They've got like five different sessions here, all right, starting from early evening all the way through till about 9:30-ish. And they've got a joint keynote. Session one is Cloud PBX. Session two is going to be online dial plans. I like that topic. Session three, Trusted Server API and SFB. They're going to take a little break. And then Teams and Office 365. Of course, Teams will be talked about. And then hybrid best practices. Very good topics. So if you are anywhere in the European continent or thereabouts and you would like to participate in a local user group, there is one happening in a country not too far from you. Get over there, participate, be a part of it. It's going to be a really neat opportunity to not just be involved in your local user group, but have all these user groups across Europe bridge together in one big meeting. I'm a little envious. This is going to be cool. So good luck with that, guys. I think our date for that is, do we have it on here? April the 6th. There it is, April 6th. So very, very cool. Best of luck on launching that one. All right, Luca Vitali, another Skype for Business, Office Servers and Services MVP, had a great post on Sonos's SWE Lite step-by-step setup. Now, this is really pretty new. This is pretty new stuff. I mean, it's been out for, I think, a couple months here, but very little out there on real-world experience with it. And Luca did an amazing job going through and, one, providing links to all the release notes and other great articles for using Hyper-V. And then he goes right into the actual installation. Full of screenshots, very good step-by-step breakdown of what it takes to get SWE Lite installed for Sonos. And this is something that I believe I have coming up in a project pretty soon, so I'm really excited about digging in and getting my hands on there. And hopefully have a few chances to toy with it in a lab first before we move to that. So great job on this post, Luca. It's a very in-depth and lengthy post. So if you feel like this is something you're either interested in or going to be doing at some point anytime soon, take the time to go and read this article, this blog post. He did a very good job on it. All right, moving along. This is awesome. This is a great video. All right. And Craig, I'm going to butcher the last name here. I don't know if that's supposed to be Chiffers or Schiffers, but one of those I'm hoping is relatively close. But Craig works with Modality Systems, and I believe he works for Modality Systems. I think I got that right. But he had a great vlog post here, and from the sounds of it, he might be starting to do more vlogs, so I'm excited to see follow-ups. But he gave a great breakdown about what is Cloud PBX and specifically CCE. And he goes in there and gives not only a very good breakdown of the various components of this. But he does it at a high level that is still plenty involved, and he does it with his own unique style. I'm not going to spoil the intro to the video that really just caught my attention and got me smiling right out the gate and made me watch the rest of the thing, watch the rest of the video the whole way through. But watch it. It's worth the time. Even if you're fully aware of Cloud PBX and CCE, you might really enjoy the video and want to share it with others who are trying to wrap their minds around what's going on with this exactly. Great job on this, Craig. Big kudos. Really looking forward to hopefully future videos very soon here. Okay. Now, this is not new. This is not new, but Sean Harry on Twitter, I saw he shared this this last week. And he, when I went and looked at it, I was like, okay, I've never heard of it or seen it, this Link User Manager. But this was published back on, or last updated, on February of 2015. So a couple years ago now. And this tool, it has only been tested with Link Server 2013 and on Windows Server 2012, R2. So, you know, with a couple earlier versions as well. But it is not a Skype for Business tool. I don't know if it'll work with Skype for Business. I haven't tested it myself. I'm not sure if anyone else has. But this is a very intriguing tool. And if you take a look through some of this, the whole premise here is the control panel is a great general user management tool, the Link control panel. But there are limitations, and he points out many of these. Private numbers are added from management shell only. You can't set a PIN as you create the user in one step. Voicemail or unified messaging requires a trip over to the Exchange servers. Voicemail and unified messaging in Office 365, whole nother story, at least at the time of this. No way to compare or match users' common attributes such as numerous policies, etc. And then some pesky insufficient access rights to perform the operation errors in the control panel. He highlights a whole number of things here. And I don't even think I said who this is here, but as we can see, our author is over on the left here. We've got Paul, who has written this great, great tool. I need to get my hands on a Link Server 2013 lab and start playing with this, because looking at this interface, being able to handle all of those functionalities from one single control panel, I can only imagine the value this would have to help desk organizations or places that need to have extensive user management across all these areas and do not want to have to train help desk personnel to jump through the Exchange interface, the Skype for Business interface, the management shell. This is awesome. This is great. And not only did he make this freely available on the gallery for download, but he had a great step-by-step breakdown of how to set this up, how to connect to your environment, and then how to use the tool. Very, very cool. I did not know about this before. I really needed to kick the tires on this and check it out. Very, very cool tool. And if you have used this before and you've got some feedback or some caveats, or especially if you've tried it with Skype for Business and have feedback there, reply back to wherever you see me sharing this video on Twitter or LinkedIn or directly on YouTube. Let me know. I'd really like to know how that goes with Skype for Business. And more than that, I would like to encourage Paul to come out with a V2 for Skype for Business. This is great. This is awesome. So very, very big kudos to you on this, Paul, 2 years ago, but still amazing tool. All right, last plug I want to put out here. The March 2017 MSUC.chat meeting is going to be March 31st. Still happening in March, very last day of March, but we're getting it in before the end of March. So if you go out to MSUC.chat, the latest blog post is going to be this March 2017 chat. Gives you the meeting links for the web client and the Skype for Business client, a link to add to your calendar, adding yourself to the future mailing list so that you're reminded about the upcoming meetings. And as Ben points out here, Ben Lee is our author for this particular post. No agenda, no fixed discussion topics. Probably going to talk about CCE updates with 1.4.2 having come out. Tenant level policies are sure to make an appearance in the conversation, and whatever else any of you feel like talking about and topics you feel like bringing to the surface. The last few meetings have been phenomenal. I have really enjoyed being a part of this. I have really enjoyed gaining all the different perspectives that people have and hearing about the challenges they're facing in various parts of the industry or parts of the world. This is a great way to connect with other pros, not just in your area, but Skype for Business professionals across the globe with a ton of different perspectives. So we really hope that if you have not joined one yet, you will make time this March to join us for our fourth MSUC.chat meeting. It's a great time, 1 hour on a Friday. Good stuff. Please join us. That's about it. Let me go back over to my Infinity screen. Today's show was a little bit longer just because I had stuff from last week and then a couple items I wanted to talk about from this week. Thanks for sticking with me. If you enjoyed the show or found it amusing or interesting or helpful or whatever, please retweet, share, all those good things. I think I'm actually going to end up putting this one on Channel 9 and YouTube. I got a pretty good following on YouTube, and I don't want you guys to stop knowing where to get videos, so I'm going to put it there as well. But I'm also going to try Channel 9 and see how that works out. I've heard good things about utilizing that. So we'll try Channel 9 for another area to watch the video at. I'm starting to think the hat has had taken a little bit of abuse lately. It got laid on the other day, and kids messing with it, and I need to keep it more safe. But I've had to reshape the thing like 15 times, and it's starting to look pretty beat up for it. So I don't know. I might have to be coming to a new chapter where this hat gets retired and I explore another one. I don't know, but it's something for me to think about. Anyway, thanks for joining me, guys. Have a safe and fun weekend. We will see you back here next Friday, I hope, for another Skype for Business recap. Adios.